Officials say a missile launched from California intercepted a target missile from Alaska 23 minutes after it was launched on Friday in outer space somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. Before the test, officials said the goal was not necessarily to intercept the Alaska missile, but rather was to gather data about the system's performance. The director of the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency, Lieutenant General Henry Obering, says the exercise exceeded all expectations.
Basically, what we did today is a huge step in terms of our systematic approach to continuing to field, continuing to deploy, and continuing to develop a missile defense system for the United States, for our allies, our friends, our deployed forces around the world.
General Obering was particularly gratified that this test involved U.S. military personnel rather than civilian technicians who developed the system's components. The troops at a fire control facility in Colorado received news of the target missile's launch from the same radar systems that would be used in an actual emergency and followed normal procedures to launch the interceptor.
I don't want to ask the North Koreans to launch against us. That would be a realistic end-to-end test. Short of that, this is about as good as it gets.
But General Obering says his team has a more challenging test planned for later this year, in which the target missile will deploy decoys to try to confuse the interceptor. He says even more sophisticated tests will follow. The new U.S. missile defense system has come under heavy criticism for delay.